When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Confession time on multiple fronts.
What?
First confession. I'm going to Las Vegas this weekend. Do you guys know that?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, way to tell us last minute.
Well, it's not like it's not for fun. It's more of like a work trip, uh-huh. Essentially.
Oh, sure.
Because I am.
Yeah, it's Vegas. Come on.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Total work trip. It's like when I do my work trips to Disney.
You tell me all the time those are work trips, that you're working hard on those trips.
Or hardly working, but keep going.
Okay. So I'm going with our boss and another one of the brand managers here in the building. And we are going to Las Vegas. And I'm a little nervous, to be honest with you. One, just because this is like the first time I've traveled with. And this is like our boss's boss. This is the big guy. I'm nervous to be traveling with him for a couple of reasons, but mainly because, and you guys know this, but like sometimes I say awkward things.
Yeah.
You think?
Okay.
What did you do?
What happened?
There was a moment a couple of weeks back where I go into the bathroom, okay? And when I'm in the men's bathroom, in the urinal, I tend to make inappropriate jokes. Okay, just to break the mood and break the awkwardness of having to go to the bathroom.
Definitely
standing
awkward.
Next to another man.
Yeah, I mean, you know? I don't know how you guys do that. I really don't.
It's like breaking the tension. I try to be the tension breaker. Mm-hmm. And I have some jokes that always hit 99.9% of the time. It just so happened that this 0.01% was with our boss.
What joke did you say?
Walked in and I said, man, water's cold.
Oh my gosh.
And then normally I follow
I
that
up. I hope you were talking about yourself.
Normally I follow.
I can't with you.
Normally that gets a laugh. And so then I follow it up with, and deep.
Oh my God. To the boss.
I didn't get a laugh on the first joke.
So you panicked.
So I cut it off there. And I just didn't. I was and I panicked. And yeah. And then I just go and I wash my hands and I got out of there real quick.
Was anything said after the second joke?
Nothing was said after that at all.
Oh, no.
I'm so panicky. So panicky.
What are you going to do? Can you even face him now?
I don't know. But does anyone else have a story of something awkward that they said to their boss? To help me out here, because I'm starting to hyperventilate just thinking about it. 312-946-4999.
I can't believe you did that.
I don't think anybody can top that story.
I don't know. People have got to have said awkward things to their boss all the time, right?
Not right? Like that.
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
312-946-4995. Please, please, please help me out here. 312-946-4995. What was the awkward thing you said to your boss? Carrie in Des Plaines.
Did you say something awkward to your boss?
Kind of.
What?
I had to text my boss from the bathroom that she needed to come because I had an emergency and I didn't know what to do.
Oh, no.
And Do I want to know what and the emergency just, was?
It's just a bathroom emergency.
A bathroom emergency. I think we can.
Okay.
Yeah, we can connect the dots like one to
gotcha.
Two.
So I just was kind of sitting there and we made eye contact and we said, okay.
What? So she came in. Why did you call her?
It was an emergency, Melissa.
Yeah. Like change of clothes emergency. Melissa,
how many details do you need here?
Okay.
Read between the lines.
Oh, no. Well, shoot. Okay,
but
so
we work in healthcare, so it's not as.
Okay, so yeah, so you're used to, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Changing people's clothes.
But yeah, so that was a new one.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
So did she bring you like scrubs or something? Where'd you get a change of clothes?
No, we just had to go sans underwear.
Sans underwear.
Oh, no.
Just go in commando the rest of the day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that was a new one.
Close enough to call your boss.
Yeah, no, you know what? Because, Carrie, while we're admitting things here,
yeah.
Okay, bathroom emergencies. I was once at a previous job, not this one, where we had one bathroom in the entire office.
Oh, God.
And I may or may not have clogged the toilet.
Oh, no.
Worst part was...
Yeah, you couldn't fix it.
There was no plunger.
Oh, no.
There was no plunger. I sat in that bathroom for hours waiting for my boss to leave. And I've later found out that my boss was chatting with other coworkers in the office being like, why is Austin in the bathroom for like 45 minutes now? It was
awkward. I almost feel like that's still worse somehow.
It's still worse. Couldn't Carrie, you get it.
Couldn't you have walked out and blamed somebody else?
No.
Yeah, you could have played that you didn't know.
There was a very small team that worked at this office. All right. Anyway, I'm already sweating again as if I was in that moment again. But Carrie, listen, we're glad you lived to tell the tale. Thank you so much for calling and sharing.
Yeah, hopefully it makes you feel a little better.
Yeah, I'm sure
it does.
I don't feel as crappy. Yeah.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha. Gary, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Gary.
No problem. You guys have a good day.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.